Welcome to the Team Flower Podcast. My name is Kelly, and we are gathering today to inspire you in your work with flowers.
Hi there, Team Flower family. Amanda Johnson here from the Team Flower staff. I am joining you today to talk about something just a little bit nerdy, personal finance organization, or in this case, small business finance organization. I'm not a personal finance pro or small business finance pro at all, but I do also do freelance work in addition to my Team Flower work. The kind of work that I do doesn't require me to charge sales tax for hard goods or anything like that. And in fact, I just regularly invoice for services for work performed. So this next little bit might be helpful for those that have a side hustle doing floral design work, or maybe like a smaller point of sale need with like a mobile floral truck or pop-up shop. But I wanted to tell you about two apps that I encountered this year that have very much simplified my small business financial organization. And I love things that are easy to use and really intuitive and don't take a lot of extra learning or training to jump in. And this year I started using a banking app that is free specifically small business bank accounts called Found. It's been a huge help. Before, I pretty much did everything in spreadsheets that I created, and I really like my detailed processes in spreadsheets, but I'm personally also not a big fan of QuickBooks because I feel like that takes a lot of lift to learn and use correctly. And Found is a banking app that also acts as like an expense tracker and sets aside, you can configure how much you're setting aside for taxes. And it's also a place where you can easily upload receipts for purchases for your small business, all in one place. I would say that the only thing about Found that can be a little difficult is their invoicing feature, which I think they're kind of working on. But it's pretty great because you can accept payments through a variety of digital options, including something like Square as like a point of sale system, if you do have like a retail front. So it's very easy to use, very intuitive, and very simple, and all on your phone, really quick and easy to do and to jump in and to kind of know what you're doing. The other application that I've discovered this year that I really enjoy is called Wave Financial or Wave Apps, and we'll link this into the show notes as well. But I actually use it for its really handy and best priced invoicing feature. And it also includes expense tracking and tracking of sales, and really gives you like a really neat kind of like graphic visual of your work and your earnings and expenses for the year. And it also has a banking option as well. You can open an account that's directly linked to their accounting and expense tracking software. But their invoicing feature it only costs 1% to send an invoice, which is actually a lot more affordable for my business and how it works than paying for a monthly plan or access to a financial organization app. And so I wanted to recommend those because I'm always looking for ways to simplify things, but also keeping my expenses low. And I know that there are a lot of small business owners out there that do floral design freelance work, or floral design is your side hustle. And there are tons of wonderful floral software options like Curate and Details. And then I know a lot of people love Honeybook to keep track of like invoices and contracts and expenses. But what I really love about Wave Apps and Found, it doesn't work for everyone, definitely for a more small scale or solopreneur where you're working for yourself as a sole proprietor kind of thing. But it's reduced my expenses and increased my organization, which is a win-win-win. And I'm kind of getting to retire all my different spreadsheets. I will miss them. They've been a big help, but I'm definitely staying more organized and it's taking me less time. So definitely wanted to recommend that to the Team Flower family this week. And yeah, if you have any great apps or ways that you organize your business, hit us up with the chat button on our website because we love learning alongside you.
Passion Police, and I am pulling you over today because it seems like you might not be in a career that you are passionate about. You listen to the podcast, but you're not a florist. You're dreaming of doing it. I'm here to help you. So the How to Become a Florist course from Team Flower is all about getting you on the path to a meaningful, passion-filled career in flowers that makes a big difference in the world. Life is way too short to have a career that you aren't passionate about. So let's go. Join the course, howtobecomeaflorist.com. It's the industry connections that you need, the step-by-step arranging demonstrations, the business and flower knowledge that it takes to be able to get some momentum going. I am really excited to see the ratio shift from 4 in 5 people being in a career that they are not passionate about to, 3 in 5, 2 in 5, 1 in 5. Would it be possible if 5 in 5 people were in a career that they were passionate about? Imagine how incredibly different our world would be, how rich and vibrant and full our communities. Oh my goodness, just the thought of it makes me want to keep on keeping on. So howtobecomeaflorist.com, head over and let's see if this is the right fit for you. Today, our special guest is Cheyenne Radonovich, and she has Wild Bud Co. in Sonora, California. Wild Bud Co. is a floral design studio with a storefront space specializing in event, daily blooms, and dry goods. They're tucked in the Sierra Nevada mountains of California and find a lot of the inspiration for their studio in their own backyard, which is something that each one of us can take into our work with flowers. I love it so much. On the internet, on the World Wide Web, you can find them at wildbud.co. That's just C-O, not com, just C-O. And on Instagram at wildbudco. Welcome, Cheyenne. How are you today?
Thank you so much. I'm great. How are you doing, Kelly?
I'm doing good. We just did a bunch of garden cleanup today. I had my new buddy, Krista, here, and we have been clipping and hauling and doing all the garden stuff. What's it like out there for you today?
It's definitely that time of year where it is so stunning, the leaves and the color, and there's so much beauty outside going on. But yeah, then you remember there's the garden to clean out.
Yes.
And the work to do.
Yes. I'm trying to get ahead of it this year because I always seem to just be lagging, you know. There's like so many different things competing for our time and attention. And so I was really excited to get some of that done today. So that's pretty fun. Well, I'm really excited to come on inside today and talk with you. I would love to know. Let's start with a fun question. Your top 5 favorite flowers.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Well, that is such a hard question, but I narrowed it down a little bit here. Sweet pea is my top favorite and always has been and always will be. I love tulips, which was never something before I was a florist that I ever second guessed. But now that I know all the different varieties and the options, I'm a tulip fan. And I also love chocolate cosmos. Basically, I love all the flowers that are probably considered a secondary or a supporter flower and maybe not your statement floral, but I'm a big fan of those supporter guys.
Yes. Okay. You and I are of the same heart there. I always had a hard time saying like, I love the garden rose. Of course I love the garden rose, but I'm with you. I like all of the little bits and the things that are kind of coming in there, in the middle of the arrangements. That's so fun. Cool. Yeah.
A little hidden gems.
Yes, absolutely. You can get so many cool, just color nuances and things that really bring a whole arrangement together. Like you know, when you look at something, you see the stars of the show a lot of times, but whenever they're supported by just like really specific, perfect things made just for them, it takes the arrangement to just a whole nother level of amazing technicality and beauty. I just love looking at those types of arrangements so much.
Exactly. I think that a lot of the time those supporter flowers are the color tone that brings the whole piece together. So really you couldn't successfully have the arrangement without them.
100%. Ah, so good. So many good metaphors for life in there too, right? Like it really does. It takes everybody working together. And you know, sometimes in our lives we're out front and sometimes we're in those supporting roles. And I think just culture in a lot of ways has made us feel like that there's leaders and then there's people who follow. And especially in this kind of Instagram culture, it's like, oh, you know, the followers or whatever. And I just feel like there's seasons in our lives where we might step out to lead for a season and then we kind of step back to support in another. And I just feel like we each have both of those roles to play in our lives, in different circles in our lives, in different times throughout, and that they're all an important part of whatever our bloom moment is. You know, all of those support moments it's good. It's all, every single part of it is so good.
Yeah, and so important. We have a team over here and there is no way we could do what we do without each piece of that puzzle. There is absolutely no way. So very grateful for each role. That's for sure. Yes.
Yeah. Well, tell us a little bit more. Okay. So you have the studio with the storefront space. Tell us a little bit about how it works for you day to day. Like, what's your business model look like? What kind of roles do you have in your company and how does it all work together?
Okay, perfect. Well, we do have a storefront space on our main street in our downtown area. I do live in a smaller town in the mountains. So the main street, you know, isn't huge. It's just big enough, but we're kind of right smack dab in the middle of it. So our storefront is open 6 days a week from 9 to 3. And we are doing daily flowers out of the door every day, as well as delivery. We do daily delivery. And then on top of that, we're always working on events and weddings. We do on-site wedding setup and special events. So that includes funeral, celebrations of life. So on the day-to-day, we do have shorter store hours. We're open 9 to 3. That's because I'm a mom. Starting this business, putting my family first was really important. So actually a lot of the gals that work in the shop are moms. We all have family lives and understand the importance of that. So there's usually a baby or a dog or both in the shop with us on the daily. But that being said, you know, we also welcome all of that into the shop. So it's very family oriented. We have a basket of toys for kiddos if you're coming to shop with your kids, because I understand as a mom, it's super hard to take your kids out to go anywhere. And we also offer, of course, curbside pickup now for that mom on the go, all those different options. But just back to the day-to-day, we're here, we're doing it. We always take custom orders. So we're always doing something fun and different project-wise and open to all the ideas.
I love all of that so much, so much. Gracie is almost 3. My little girl's almost 3. And I take her to the same flower shop that my mom took me to whenever I was little. And there's a watering can in there. And she looks for that watering can. It's just like a little gift that they, you know, like little random gift thing that they have. She looks for that watering can every time we go there. Hopefully no one ever buys it because it's Gracie's watering can. And she goes and she waters every single permanent arrangement in that awesome old school flower shop. I mean, she goes, she waters them all. It's kind of her thing. We get a little, they make these, 3 carnations with pipe cleaners and googly eyes, and happy face flower. Oh man. She just loves going in there to get one of those. It's so funny. Oh man.
See, the tradition of that is so special. And you know what? They probably will never sell that watering can because they know that when sweet little Gracie comes in, they have to have it there for
Gotta
her.
Have it there for her. Aww. Yeah. I just love that. Tell us about some of your customers that are coming in with kiddos and what are moms with little kids? What are some of their favorite products and what are they doing with the flowers?
Okay. Well, like even when I just stepped out of the shop to come on here with you, and we had a grandma with three boys. They probably were, I don't know, 2, 4, and 6. Mm-hmm. And they had picked out a bouquet off of our daily rack. We always have wraps ready to go. And then they went to the back wall and picked out their vase. And then they explained to us that it was mom's birthday and they were there to pick out flowers for mom. And then they actually got to help put the flowers in the vase with one of my gals today, which was really sweet to walk out to. And that's a kind of a common occurrence. We're not afraid to, you know, have that kid right there next to the table. We have an open floor plan in our shop, so you get to see all the work being done. There's nothing hidden. There's no space to hide cardboard. It's all there, the creative mess, which adds to the experience. I hope for a lot of people, I know for those little boys, it was nice. They got to say, mom loves purple, so here's the purple flower, and those sort of things. So for the kids, I think it's fun, as well as for mom, who maybe gets a break for a second and gets to look and smell candles or pick up ceramics in the shop instead of, you know, being saying, don't touch that, and continuing on, knowing that we're just more of a relaxed space where we're really all kid friendly. I had all of my kids in here up until probably 6 months old, so they all grew up in the flower shop, and I have customers coming in saying, where's the baby today? And I'm like, what, did you not come to see me? Came to see the baby. So I think it goes, you know, it's good for everybody. It's kind of fun.
You know, it has never, the concept has never occurred to me to create a space for small children in the shop, and the effect that that can have, not only on the client experience, obviously they're in the moment of them being a little bit more relaxed and able to shop around and things. But I mean, just think about the next generation that is excited to go to the flower shop. I mean, Gracie asked me the other day, mommy, can we please go to the flower shop today? I really want to go to the flower shop. I just think it's so cool to be intentional and aware of that atmosphere that you're creating for the next generation. That's so awesome. Can I please, I'm just sending you a high five through the sky right now. You catch it. Okay.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that. I mean, I did do this intentionally so that I could, you know, be home with my kids when I needed to be. That was a big part of my motivation to be a business owner. So having them here on the daily is just part of being a mom. And I really love it. It's really fun. My oldest is just turned 5. And she came in and she made her own arrangements. We had pumpkin on a stick special for October. So she made some fun pumpkin on a stick vase arrangements. But then she wanted to price them and put them out to see the whole process. And it was really sweet and fun just to have her involved. So it's good for me too.
I love that. I love that. And the story is so fun. I just love that. I love that her work is up there in the display, and just how that's such an important part of the whole development process for a child. I love that. The confidence that's being instilled. That's so fun. Oh, that is really awesome. What are some of your, you'd mentioned your pumpkin on a stick. I'm just wondering, like, as you kind of go throughout the season as a shop owner, what are some of your favorite deals, your favorite offers to, get out there? Some things that have maybe been really popular that you think some other folks that have shops that might be listening today might spark some creative interest, as they're thinking about what's something fresh and new that I could do for Christmas or Valentine's Day or Mother's Day or whatever.
Well, I sort of follow our local grower. So I work with as many local growers as we possibly can. And as things become available, this week it was mums, and she had some stunning, stunning mums. So I'll say, okay, I'm going to take your full load of mums for the week. And then we will just do mum stems or bundles. We always have $25 bouquets out on the street ready to go for pickup or grab and goes. And I will often do a single stem or single variety special. So this week it's seasonal mums, grown locally, plenty of varieties. We often do color specific palettes. So I think just whatever's really in season is fun. I'll try to follow the trend. So we did do pumpkin on a stick last month. We have mums coming. It'll be holly next month. And mistletoe. We always have our mistletoe bundles. Mm-hmm. So I think it just depends on what is available locally. I try to stick with that.
Okay, cool. I love that. It does play into having something that's new and fresh and seasonal all the time. And having that kind of like full circle of it all happening there is a really, really great thing for the community. And I love it. Great idea.
Thanks.
Let's talk a little bit more about, can we talk just a little bit more about being a mom with the flower shop? What are some other things that you've kind of made a part of your process that you feel like is important for actually getting to the goal of having that balance that you need in your life? I know you mentioned the hours. So you have hours that are sort of structured in a way that that work for the family. Are there other things that you do intentionally to make sure that you are just going in and doing that goal? Sometimes things get busy and we kind of like miss the goal of why we went in to do it in the first place. I'm just wondering what other things you might have in place.
Yeah, absolutely. So when we first started Wild Bud, it was myself and a partner, and we both had almost 1-year-olds. And you can imagine how scissors and flower greenery, like non-edible flowers, is not really ideal with a 1-year-old. It's just messy, and they can crawl at that point and stick everything in their mouths. So it was a journey to learn how to successfully balance everything for sure. And we were still working out of my home at this point, just doing special events, getting started. And we didn't really know that the flower shop was necessarily our goal or in our future at all. But it did become part of the process for us when it just became available when we needed to expand and have more studio space. So basically in our shop, we do have a walker. I have a high chair and I do have a porta crib all available. We close them up when we're not using them, but if I need to stick the 2-year-old or I, you know, one of my girls says my childcare didn't work out today, she can bring the baby with her. And we all kind of take turns holding the babe, making arrangements, feeding, whatever needs to be done. Everybody's pretty open to the idea of helping out. Or deliveries with the baby, as long as you don't have to leave the car, that sort of a thing. Just balancing it out altogether, I would say my number one, personally, my number one item that I could never do momhood and shop life without is community. My mother is here locally. We have good trusted babysitters. When I have a crazy week and I have to rely more on my husband to be home from his job, we can do that. The balance of the community, there's absolutely no way I could do it without. And I'm so grateful for my people. I can't like reiterate that enough, I think.
Community is so important and something that can be really, I feel like can be really challenging to develop, especially if you're in a new place, you're not quite sure how all that's going to go or whatever, but, I don't know. Can you talk a little bit more about that? Are there some moments or some things that you did to just get community going around, around family and around the shop too? Because I feel like it really does take a community to keep the shop going without any kiddos in the mix, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I don't think anyone who's never owned a shop or a small business in general really understands how much work it goes into this. I'm not just a florist. I don't just get to play with flowers all day. I'm an accountant and I'm social media expert. Yeah, very not much, not so, but I am, you know, all the tasks that go into the shop, there's a million things that go into this job. I'm not just getting to play with flowers all day, unfortunately. So when we started the business, there's two of us, it is a partnership, both with kids. We relied on each other to begin with to balance everything out. And then our families, you know, came next. Just the support of having family close, being close with them in general, that's always been an important thing in my life, is our family. Very lucky to have that. And then my husband's family also is very involved in my children's lives, so having them there as well. But then also having good other trusted backups, so a babysitter, so some local girls that I knew I could count on if I called them, or even, you know, the daycare that was required one day a week, just having that trusted system where I had a good place to take them, or I felt good about dropping them if I had to, that was open to drop-ins, that sort of a thing, which is not always very easy right now. And then also the people that work for me, it is very, a close-knit community. And I think we all value each other highly. And so when I hire, it is a pretty specific process of letting everyone know that this is the way things go here. We're open to family. We're open to this. And if you have needs, let's talk about that up front. So I am coming at it from a business perspective, but also from a perspective of a mother. So we have to have all of that out on the table and let everybody know up front, there might be a baby in the shop and that might be the priority for 5 minutes. So, but again, a balance of, but that order's still got to go out. So we got to tag team this, you know, work together.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I hope that kind of covers what you were trying to ask.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. It's so good. Tell me a little bit more about the types of roles that you have in the studio and hiring and all that kind of good stuff.
Okay. So we always have at least two people in the shop to run the storefront space as well as take orders. And then on busier days of the week, we have at least three. So someone's always at least two people designing in the back and one person to run the register, take phone calls. It's just our daily makeup. But then of course you get into those busier weeks and we'll be all hands on deck with bringing in florals and processing and building. And then sometimes we even have large deliveries. So on top of those two girls in the shop or the three girls, then I've also got delivery gal or gentleman coming in to take out the orders. So it's definitely, like I said, a team effort where everyone's playing a different role and kind of working together. But so I think that the key for us is really communication, a lot of little notes, because if it doesn't make it from the desk to the designer table, then something could go amiss. That's just a day-to-day example, I guess.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's perfect. So good. Tell me about the transition from going to studio into retail world. What was that like for you? I know you said that it kind of set it off because you were, you needed more space than the studio space that you had, but adding all of these other product lines and different types of customers. And that's a really big shift.
It is. It was a very big learning curve, which this whole process has been. I mean, Wild Bud's only coming up on 5 years old, which is still a baby in business years. So I think I'm learning things every day here still. But the jump from just designing for events and such out of my, you know, kitchen and dining room to a studio space was really because we needed more space and we saw the opportunity to have a great space that brought attention to us, but also it was optimal storefront space as well. So in order to cover overhead costs, we thought it was silly not to have the storefront available, or at least to have products that went well with flowers.
Mm-hmm.
So that just continues to grow. And so we do have a full storefront now at this point, which is really wonderful and really fun. It is one of the funnest things to shop for cards, you know, sweet little love notes from one to another, or chocolates or whatever it is. And we really love to work with as many local as we can, like I said. So it's really more fun than anything to create. That's another kind of community where I know so-and-so from their ceramic shop or the small shop actually that is just in town here that does, you know, handmade chocolates or whatever it is. So I've been able to meet a lot of amazing people through the process. And then it does change your scheduling, but it kind of gives structure. So, you know, we have those set hours instead of, as a mom, for me, I'm a scheduler. So that kind of helps me, honestly, keep my day-to-day healthy and happy and those boundaries for my home life and my work life and the balance of them. So having the shop for me was only productive in the sense of being able to be both a shopkeeper and a mom.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, 100%. And you had mentioned about having a million different types of responsibilities, right? I was wondering how you balance the needs that are kind of like coming in of the moment versus some of these things that are like routine things that need to happen that are like more behind the scenes. I mean, whenever you have like your retail shop, you've got to be placing orders and checking inventory. And you'd mentioned the accounting and all these different things, in liking to have schedule and organization around those things. Do you have like a day that's like, shop day, and then a day that you're thinking about a different, you know, the wedding product line, or a day? How do you think through all that?
Yes. Well, The number one thing I would say is delegation. So having a team at my shop, I've been able to schedule a lot of that work to be done by them. So I'm not myself personally doing all of it anymore. Growing from just the owners of the business to having employees was a scary jump, but so, so worth it for us. It took a huge pressure off. It enabled us to grow. It was only the most wonderful thing we could have done. So now that I have, we think we have about 6 employees in the shop. We have a lot of people to cover those tasks. So just being organized for them so that it's very clear what needs to go on that day. So we have a working system in our shop that covers the day-to-day things that need to happen there. If there's anything that needs to be done on my level with, for me personally, I do also schedule. So I have my own calendar happening for every single day. I have a list. I'm a list person. So of what needs to happen. And I try to schedule that out about a month ahead of time so that I'm not missing the centerpiece that needs to go live on the website or the post that needs to be made this morning. It's Veterans Day. So I was, you know, posting up our special today. And that's something that I like to kind of have my hands on is those out of the box little things that we do on the day to day. So that's something that'll be on my calendar or if it's ordering for the upcoming weddings. But I do like to schedule out about a month in advance just to make sure I'm not missing things. And then of course, always editing that and always, so it's a continual changing process. So I'm just trying to cover all my bases. And then I have about 2 of my girls in the shop who help me make sure that that happens. So they're always like, Shy, this doesn't look right. Or where's this supposed to fit? They're always kind of double checking me. So it's a checks and balance process so that I have more than just my eyes on those things, which is so helpful. And then my partner, Ashley, she is actually running more of the financial background that happens at the shop that people don't even see or think about. So thankfully that's not personally on my plate at this time, but we try to support each other in what needs to happen. And she does have set days that she likes to work. So that's on her. She has got her own calendar for her duties. So delegation and breaking up the tasks really helps us cover our bases.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. Sometimes when a business gets to a place where it's, you know, it's growing and all of a sudden it's grown, right? And you're like, whoa, like here we are, all this happened. sometimes we do need that little bit of a pause to get all of the different jobs that need to be done out on paper and starting to pair them. And even when I feel like whenever different members of our team, they come and they go or hours change or switch or whatever, it's kind of like a big process, but it's nice to have that big master list of just kind of how it all works behind the scenes and get it all put together. That is so awesome. You are so inspirational. I have really enjoyed our conversation today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm just so honored.
Truly. Oh, well, I have one more question for you. And it is, if you could say anything to all of your peers in Flower World, what would you say to us? What do you want to say today?
Oh man. Well, I think that in our world today, a very hot topic is social media, and there's a lot of issues that are presented there. And for my shop personally, I really try to put out just a positive atmosphere on social media. I think that flowers are super meaningful and can be very emotional. So I think that my entire goal on social media and in advertising right now is just to put something happy out into the world. So I think that I'm super grateful for my flower community and all of those out there when I log into social media and just see a beautiful arrangement or just see the flowers or just see that happy moment that's presented in my feed. And I think that I just want everyone to know that I'm grateful for that and that to keep doing that, because in our world today, I think that that little happy moment is really important for everyone.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so good. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being here today. And you keep going loving the world through flowers. It's so awesome. Happy to know
you. Thanks so much. You too, Kelly. Thank you. Really.
Thanks for listening. You can find us over at teamflower.org for more resources like this one. And while you're there, check out the Team Flower Conference. That's where we all gather to learn and grow together. It is magic. You are magic. The work that you do with flowers matters. And we are so grateful for you. Keep going. You're doing a good job.